can you believe it's been 10 years since the trio now into this mariachi group? Could you imagine, you know, 10 years later of having Grammys and doing a tour?
No, I mean, especially as we hustled and worked really hard, I didn't imagine, like, it definitely was a dream. It definitely, we wanted to eventually achieve those things, but definitely at the same time, we're like, oh, is it ever going to happen? Because we worked so hard, you know?
Yeah.
And so it definitely has been a dream come true, and you know, it's beyond happy.
Folks like Questlove, Paul McCartney, folks that have really supported the group. Is that one of those things that's like just feeling lucky, or is it like, gosh, we've worked hard for it, it's nice to be recognized?
I mean, it's both. Definitely we feel blessed that those things have happened to us, but we know we've worked hard, and it feels great to be acknowledged and that those people value what we're doing and put a stamp on it and spread the word.
Well, you guys are rounding 2018, coming to Purdue and playing for Purdue Convos. Tell us a little bit about what we'll expect at the ballrooms Thursday night.
Well, we'll do a couple of songs from both of our albums, and as well as some covers that we have rearranged, which I'm not going to give away. You'll have to come to the show. But we love to do fusion, so we take some rock, sometimes rock covers or jazz standards, and just rearrange them and make them into a mariachi, but mariachi fusion style. So you can expect a little bit of everything. I like to think that our shows, it's a whole experience. You get the ranchera, which is the heart, like, passionate song, and you get the fun fusions that we do, and then you get the cumbia, so you get to dance a little bit, so a little bit of everything.
You sing and play violin in the group, have helped found it. Are there some inspirations that you have, both traditional and new things? Is it sort of fun to do this sort of, as you said, sort of this, you know, mixing styles and original things? Tell us some of your inspirations.
Yeah, so I grew up in Puerto Rico, and I grew up listening to all kinds of music, including salsa, bachata, and Brazilian, and even some hip hop. So does Shay, the other founder. She listens to all kinds of music. So we love to incorporate anything, really, from country to jazz, to hip hop, to salsa. We've even done a bachata. We've even done songs in Portuguese, the bossa nova. So really anything, any kind of music, it's beautiful, and we just like to play around with it, and how can we incorporate it and make it sound, you know, genuine too. You know, we don't just want to force something. So we work on that and just be open to all kinds of music. But definitely we're inspired by other artists that we meet, or just other artists that we look up to and that we like what they do, and we're like, oh, let's just put one of their songs into our song, or put a reference musically on the arrangement, or, you know, ideas like that.
Well, we're looking forward to Thursday night for Purdue Convos. I guess I'd end asking, what would you say to someone who has an experienced mariachi that is maybe wanting to have a little bit of entertainment? What would you recommend, what would you say to someone to have them come Thursday night?
I would say that mariachi is a funny genre, and it's very passionate. So you will definitely feel something when you hear mariachi music. And it comes from the heart, and you instantly connect to it. It sounds, even if you've never heard it before, it will sound familiar because it comes from the sense of community, and it comes from a mix of cultures. So mariachi is beautiful. It's festive, yet very emotional, and it's It's beautiful. So come Thursday night and enjoy some traditional and fusion mariachi and experience Flor de Toloache.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's Thursday night at 7:30. There's a get-together at 6:30 beforehand there at the Purdue Memorial Union Ballrooms. Are you guys looking forward to 2019? Anything you can share with projects, videos, anything exciting you're looking forward to in the new year?
Yeah, so we're working on our third album that will come out in May of 2019. And we already have a single coming out in January, which we're very excited about. It's a production that we did with Camilo Lara, who's an amazing composer, producer. He's done a lot of things. He did music for Coco and the other amazing things that I can't even remember, but so many things. So we're very excited about our collaboration with him, and also a single coming out with the R&B singer Miguel that's coming out next year. So a lot of exciting things happening.
Oh, that's awesome. There's more at mariachinyc.com, and we'll see you guys Thursday night at 7:30. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. See you soon.